I like to be the same. He said several times, you know, we're going to have nuclear to cook people's Christmases in 2017, which seems like quite a tight schedule to me. But how does it look from your end?
It's definitely possible. It's absolutely clearly in our sights to do it, and you know, the idea that it's possible means that it can be done, and it's a matter of the energy and determination of everybody involved to enable it to be done. There are large parts of that that are in our control, to do with going through the design, construction, arranging supply chain. But there's a lot that means there's a much broader team that needs to be involved in enabling it. And that team involves government, it involves the NII, if I can say that they're part of the team. They're obviously a very crucial independent role, but we need to work together, all of us, to make it happen. But the critical bit is that we believe we can deliver for 2017, and through that, everybody that wants to see this huge investment in the UK, I think, has got responsibility to make sure that it can happen.
Some of that, although they're part of the team, and the government has clearly said that it wants new nuclear, is outside your control. What do you need from the government to keep the momentum going?
Well, the elements that we need to get better clarity and better framework for the investment is around the way the market works. We need to see that that there's a carbon price that's supportive of investment in low carbon technology. We need to see that the overall framework works for the market. There's an interaction between renewables, the network, the fact that the network's quite congested at the moment, connection agreements, the way the market works. We need to make sure that there's a framework for investment in all the sorts of low carbon technology that we need to deliver the promises that we've all made to ourselves and the government have put in legislation for 2015. So that's a very important leg. There's important work being done on waste and decommissioning, and we need to see that we have a clear path through to disposing of high-grade waste. The other important element for us is of course planning, which has been one of the issues that's dogged large infrastructure projects in the UK. A lot of work's been done through the setting up of the IPC. The UK desperately needs to have a streamlined planning process that respects all of the interested parties, local communities, the national interest. Part of nuclear is you need a consensus. You need cross-party consensus because we're going to go and build. It takes a good 5 to 6 years to build a power station, and you need to operate it for 60 years, and then you're looking for decommissioning after that. This is an enormously long-term investment that we're making. To do that without some strong consensus across parties in how you're going to go and start the building process, planning process, and afterwards, is an extremely important element. So planning is one element in which we're looking for a good element of consensus. We want to see a national policy statement that's got some real teeth, i.e. it's part of a planning process, an explicit part of a planning process. So the country decides whether it needs nuclear or not, and we don't have that question addressed at every single application.
We've got the IPC has been sort of the focus of discussion, but behind it there does sit this planning policy statement. Do you feel that if there was an interruption to the IPC process, if that maybe was cancelled, the fact that we have the national planning policy would give you enough to go ahead?
We need to be sure that the national policy statement, nuclear national policy statement, will be used by the planning process. That's not what's happened in the past. So we need that element, isn't it? Really crucial part of the planning process, that national government creates national policy, and that we have a planning process that helps the implementation of national policy. Our plan has us looking for going through the planning process through the back end of 2010 and 2011. We need early signals of continuity and some logic behind the planning process to enable us to launch into that and still stick to our timetable.
You've got several sites available to you now.
Mm.
I believe that Hinckley is the first that you're likely to go with.
Our core aim is to build twin reactor at Sizewell and Hinckley Point. For various reasons, Hinckley is the most likely to be built at the front end of that plan. But in reality, we'll need to put both sites through a planning process pretty much
in parallel.
Not quite in parallel, but they'll need to run through quite early to go and stick to our timetable, which is looking to build the first one by 2017, but broadly building the successive ones, finishing them at 18-month roughly intervals after that.
And what would be a third site on your list?
Well, we've identified Bradwell, mm-hmm. which is a site we bid for in the NDA auction, as being, I can put it like that, a reserve site. We can't prejudge what happens through the planning process at Hinckley and Sizewell. And as a good company with contingency plans, we have one. And as I say, Bradwell is that contingency plan. We've always been very clear that we're looking to build 4 EPR in the UK. It's easy to describe why. If you just have one, you have a big overhead in getting through the planning, getting your licensing agreed. So there's an attraction just on that point to build more than one. But there's a huge attraction in building several. You get an economy of scale over the process of building. But more importantly than that, really, you have a fleet effect. You have 4 units that you can learn from. You can learn in terms of maintenance regimes, training. We're using the same design as Flamanville in France, where EDF is currently in line to complete that on time, on budget. But we want the UK to be part of that fleet. We want 4 units in the UK that have the same basic processes for operating them, same basic parts, so that over time that we can get the efficiency of running a fleet.
So the reactors that you build in the UK will be more or less, apart from sites requirements, identical to the plant at Flamanville.
We have the huge advantage in the UK if we can maintain the design, and I say if because it's entirely under the NII, the process of getting accreditation for the Flamanville design. We're going through the construction process, and we will be able to learn and pick that learning up and put it into the construction in the UK, which can't be said of any other design.